On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When you spot an item you fancy, either online or in store, do you ever ask yourself, just how sustainably was that produced? Am I falling victim to fast fashion? The shirt that falls apart after one wash? The fabric that claims to be natural, but is not 100% made of cotton or whatever? Well, here to help us is Jo Linhan, climate journalist, sustainability expert and futurist. Good morning, Jo.
Morning, Pat.
So how do you identify sustainable clothing?
Well, it's extremely difficult. And so many people have been victims of greenwashing, which, you know, over the last 10 years, once big companies and brands realised that more sustainable fashion was something that consumers were actually interested in purchasing, they all jumped on this bandwagon and made a lot of false claims. And the result is that it is really, really difficult to find out when you pick up an item what it's made from, where it was made. It's extremely difficult.
Now, we do consume a lot of fabrics in clothing and elsewhere.
Yes, and Ireland in particular, we consume double the EU average, about 53 kilograms of textiles every year, which is huge.
Why? So, do we know why?
We don't know.
We buy tat and lots of it rather than buying, you know, a single quality item.
Yes, we do. And, you know, there's a lot of research done into us being major makeup buyers. But I think the clothing thing ties into that. I think we love to dress up. We like to feel nice. We're into socialising. And that results in a lot of textile waste. So we're big, big perpetrators of that.
Now, there's an attempt really to eco-label things so that you know how sustainable it is.
Yes, the idea is to make it super simple. Because if you're running around the shops or if you're trying to find something and you really have to spend 10, 15 minutes Googling while you're standing in the store, no one is going to do that. But the ESRI decided to do a really interesting study where they basically put people with real products and asked them to go and shop them. And what they did was they did a very simple label, which just said, you know, made from 100% cotton or made sustainably. And then they did an A to E colour coded system. And the A to E colour coded system, a kind of a green light system, worked so, so well. People loved it. And it showed, you know, obviously A, like was an A rate, fantastic.
I'm 100% sustainable.
Yes. And then E was obviously really bad. And then when people saw that and they could identify it, they actually made a lot more sustainable choices. So what that has shown is that there's a want and a desire there, but it's just actually implementing that is a lot more complex.
Now, some shops will actually have their own sustainability ratings on their clothing.
Yes, some shops are doing that. Very forward-thinking suppliers are doing it. And you can look for certain certifications. Some stores actually do great work for you. And what they do is if they're selling lots of different products, they'll actually go through everything themselves and make a sustainable edit. So the likes of Brown Thomas, Arnott's, there's a big brand called Zalando. You can go on to their sustainable edits and they've done all the hard work for you. And what they've done is that they've actually verified if they've had, you know, if they actually have the green claims that they need, if they have the certifications. And that's actually a great way. If you want to make better choices, you can actually just use that as kind of an education tool to go on and see the brands that are doing the work. It's really handy.
Now, there's a thing called OEKOTEX or ECOTEX. OEKOTEX.
Yes, OEKOTEX. That would be one of the biggest certifications to look out for if you are just trying to, in general, shop more sustainably. And that's a global certification. And what it says is that there's no toxic chemicals used in a garment. We know that there's a lot of toxic chemicals used just as dyes and in things like jeans. So that's a really good one to look out for if you just want a really basic one to keep an eye for.
Now, coming to a store near you soon is the EU Digital Product Passport, the DPP.
This is so exciting. So the EU have proposed that every single product should have a DPP, its own little passport. Now, how that's going to work is still to be ironed out, but the plan is that every product should have a QR code. A customer can pick it up and scan it, and via that QR code, they should find out information like where the product was made, who it was made by, what kind of materials it's made of, what the environmental impact of those materials is, and then more really importantly, what to do with the product at the end of its life.
So all of that will be, once you go on the, you take out your phone, go at the QR code, it'll invite you to open a link.
Exactly.
You open the link and it gives all this information.
Yes.
Who'll be checking on the authenticity of all of this?
Pat, this is the thing. It's such a brilliant idea in theory. But first of all, I think of all the companies and brands who'll have to get this information. That is going to be a mammoth task. And then you're right. I mean, who's actually going to be certifying this? And look, let's be honest. That's only products that are in the EU. For products that are coming from China and other regions, that's not going to be the case. So it's a huge ask. I think if they could even get a little bit of the way there, it would be fantastic.
I wonder, will they be asking the Chinese, the Vietnamese and all the others to do the same? Now, you have to, maybe there's trust involved here.
Yes.
But if you want to sell in Europe, you got to do this.
Wouldn't that be amazing, though? Because then I think if consumers had two products, and one was from, you know, a not sustainable supplier, and one was, especially with that ESRI study, people would go for the more sustainable. It would be fantastic, but there's definitely a lot of work to do.
How long away is that? How far down the road?
They're saying 2028, which is literally only a breath away. So I wouldn't be holding my breath for that. But hopefully over the next few years, there'll be a start on it. And like I said, there'll be really forward-thinking brands who'll be ready to go for this. There'll be companies that will take a little bit longer. But the whole point is that it should be easy for consumers to make those choices.
So small Irish suppliers who do, you know, traditional goods, they'll have to do that too?
And this is one of the concerns, is that small businesses like that don't have a lot of resources. What the hope would be that, like, if you're, you know, let's say an Aran sweater maker, you know where your products are being made, you know what they're made of, so hopefully it'll be easier for you. But there's definitely a lot of questions there for sure.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.